Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Four games to go. Four games today. Not to go, at least today. So get your work done early. Clear out the afternoon and the evening as we go game. It's going to be a lot of fun for the divisional round. Joe O, Sammy P. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Every week on the show, we have someone from Foul Territory joining us. Today's Eric Kratz. Check out Foul Territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Eric, ton to discuss today, my friend. So how are we doing the show? You guys are going to be on during one of the games or as one of them is starting or just before?
We're going to be your pregame spot. We're going to be your tailgate spot for the Tigers-Mariners game. I think they start at 3:08. We're off at 300. Actually, it's 1,500. My bad. Military time.
You know what you meant. We know what you meant. Do you have here? Let's put it this way. You got four games today. Do you have one that stands out as your favorite that you just can't wait to watch?
I mean, Yankees, Blue Jays. How could you not? Everybody else is like, man, I love a pitcher's duel. I'm old school. Yeah, they're fun, but I'm not looking forward to seeing the Mariners and Tigers hit each other with pillows. Now I get it. Last night they came, they brought out the sticks a little bit, but I mean, what is going on in the Yankees Blue Jays series is so intriguing to me. The fact that they had Shane Bieber going and then it's going to be a bullpen game today. And you're like, wait a minute, Shane Bieber, you wanted him to go longer than 54 pitches. I get it. They needed him to come out, but it just made for theater for tonight. Because what happens tonight, I don't even think will dictate what will happen back in Toronto, because you got some absolute monsters that'll be on the hill and ready to go.
So you think we're going five? Is that where you're at on that game?
I do. I'm not as confident in the money line for the Yankees. I am super confident in the over in the Yankees game. It's hit clearly every time. And the Yankees can't score against starters, but they have banged around some relievers for the Blue Jays, and it's so hard to get nine guys. If you go 9 one-inning guys or eight guys and somebody goes two innings, to all be on the same page the whole time and have their best night and not give up runs. So I feel like – and Cam Schlittler's superpower is punch-outs. Blue Jays don't punch out. I'm very interested in that. I might even take an over with Cam Schlittler's 4.5 K prop. I think it's paying out at like 140, but parlay that John together. Yes, sir.
Let's say you're behind the plate and you call that dead red under Judge's hands and he hits it out of the park to the upper deck by the pole. What do you even say? What do you do?
Yeah. You tip your cap. Like, I can't stand when hitters are like, oh, I squared that up. He caught it. Like, I'm so unlucky. Or when pitchers are like, oh, that was such a good pitch. How does he hit that out? Like, let's be honest. Like, there's some good pitches that still can get hit out of the yard. I have no idea how he hit that out. Some of the stats I saw about a pitch outside of that far out of strike zone thrown at 99 plus was like 528 of them on the year in all of Major League Baseball. And not one was hit out for a home run. The fact that the ball was 2.5 inches in off the plate and above the belt is crazy to me. Guys can get to that. Guys can definitely get to that. Nobody but Aaron Judge can keep it fair and hit it for a dare.
last night, the three most popular home run bets all hit. Judge, Rally, Vladdy. Vlad was 5-1. That was a good number. Are you pitching to any of them?
I am not pitching to Judge because Cody Bellinger hasn't shown me enough. And the Blue Jays, I need you to stop walking the batter in front of Vladimir Guerrero. Like, the Yankees are just like, oh, who's hitting in front of him? Ernie Clement. Yeah, we'll go ahead and walk him. All three of his home runs, they've walked the batter before him. Oh, last night, Davis Schneider, 1-for-3 with a walk right before Vladdy. Like, just don't, like, don't. Here's the thing. Like, you go and watch batting practice before a game. Big league hitters do not square up every single ball and hit it over the fence. When pitchers have a guy that's a scorching hot, I think Vladdy's hitting like 650 or something ridiculous in the postseason. If you have somebody that hot on deck, you have to see how far the guy in front of him can hit the ball. I don't care who it is tonight. Let's see, it's Cam Schlittler, so it's probably Davis Schneider will be tonight. And like, you got to throw it right down the middle. Davis Schneider's swinging a hot bat. He's doing it. He can't get on a walk. You can't do it. That is like the cardinal sin of having somebody as in fuego as that guy.
Let's talk about the game in Chicago today. Tyone gets the pill. Priester's been very good. He's made people money all year for the Brewers. This total is only 6.5. And if you've watched any of the games, which I know you have, it's been pow, pow, pow. For them to hang a 6.5, it feels like a little bit of that to bet the over. Can these guys keep it under 6.5?
Can these guys or can the flags in center field keep it under? So before you, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you, go and see which way the wind is blowing in Wrigley, okay? Because two guys who have had incredible years to be able to keep it under 7 is a stretch for me. But like you said, don't go fishing unless you know what you're about to pull up out of the water, because that wind in Wrigley can be a menace and the ball is not going to travel quite the same as it did in Milwaukee. But I do like the fact that Quinn Priester just never loses. 19 straight games when he starts. Like, if there's a lock of a lock at -120, give me that.
Quick report here, Joe. Looks like the wind tonight at Wrigley is coming in at 16 miles per hour.
Yep. Blowing in upper 50s for the late afternoon.
Good luck.
So that's why the total went from 7 down to 6.5. No go?
Don't touch you.
Stay. If anything, under, right? That's what you're saying?
I feel like it. Now, the Brewers are the wild card there. I think they hit the over more than any team in Major League Baseball this year. Don't quote me on that, but at one point they were the hardest on the over in all of their games. But they have the ability to change their game. They have the ability to get runs in without the home run. And Tyone's not this, like, he's not Cam Schlittler. He's not Trey Savage. He's not Tarek Skubal in the punch out. So they have the ability to not need just the home run. But if you're going over, to me, I would spruce up the Brewers runs. I would take the over on the Brewers half of those runs, and I think you're getting sure. I think you're going to get more money there because you could see a shutout. You could see the Cubs getting shut out tonight.
Wow. Yeah, could be right there. Makes sense. Could be a sweep. Could be a sweep of the Dodgers and Phillies. What are you thinking? Yamamoto, big favorite, -180. This is a higher total of 8. Where are you at?
I'm not going over with this game, even though, you know, they've been hovering right around it all the time. I just have a tough time seeing the Phillies bowing out in a three games. I don't know how they're going to get to Yamamoto, and I don't think Dave Roberts is going to say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to try the bullpen again. I just think the Phillies have had such a tough time putting together team at-bats, and That's what you need to do to get a good pitcher out of the game. You're not going to normally go out there and score five runs against Yamamoto or any playoff starting pitcher. But you have to put together team at-bats. This guy's got to have 60 pitches through 2.5 innings. He's got to have – like, you got to do something to make him have to work and get into that bullpen that has been the Achilles heel for the Dodgers right now. And I just think – I think it's too much. I'm not touching the money line, and I don't think the run line's there for that. I think – this is a live bet for me. If they start working Yamamoto and it, and the game is still close, the Phillies number, I think, will go up in their money line. I think you could get it probably at like plus 250, plus 300 if they're down like 1-0, because they have the dudes that can pop one out. And I think there's a chance tonight, if the Phillies can get 2 or 3 homers, I think they win this game. As long as Nola gives them one time through the order, I think Ranger Suarez will shut these guys down the rest of the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul runs our show behind the scenes. He's a big Phillies guy. I thought he was going to have a stroke when they bunted in the ninth inning with nobody out. I would have hated to be a fly on the wall in that room. Kratz, how do you give that bunt call there?
I love it. We talked about it before I came on here, and I could feel his Philly angst, and I love that. I like the bunt call. Stott's been struggling. That's a tough at-bat with Vesia, and people are going to go back to when he hit the home run or grand slam against a lefty a few years ago. Like, recency bias, I'm putting that ball down. I'm bunting it down. Here's where I have the issue. Nick Castellanos didn't read the wheel play, didn't run with Mookie Betts as the second baseman and shortstop both broke, and Stott just needs to not bunt it. Like, they're down his throat right there. It's an incredible play by the defense. Like for guys to go out there and do that in that moment was huge. But Stott just needs to pull it back, take the strike, live to see another pitch. I don't hate the call. I actually really like the call because now he's on third with one out. So many things can happen. Vesey is not finding the strike zone. They're probably going to, you know, pitch around whoever's up. But you get an opportunity to have a guy in Bader come up off the bench and maybe pop a fly ball and score the run and tie it up. Because you're not playing to win there. You're playing for the tie and move on to extra innings, which is a huge advantage for the Phillies because you got to really get into that bullpen then.
A couple more minutes with Foul Territory's Eric Kratz here on Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. What about the first game of the day? Mariners and Tigers. They're calling this a coin flip. They don't know what to do as far as a side. And high total. Matching Toronto, New York, it's at 8.5. Miller and Mize on the bump.
Man, like I feel like with Mize out there, I feel like the Tigers get this one done. I think the Mariners are a better team. I think it really depends on how this game starts out. If you can get 4 solid out of Casey Mize, I think you're saying, okay, the Tigers are going to win 3-2. Bryce Miller is a wild card. Bryce Miller has a 5.3 or 5.2 ERA right now. He has definitely been a guy who can give it up. The issue is he's giving it up to teams that are not the Tigers lineup. Where is the Tigers lineup? Where's the first half Tigers lineup? Where is, like, Javi Baez has been really good in the playoffs, but is Bryce Miller going to throw him too many strikes? Can he throw the ball out of the strike zone? Because Javi's going to swing at it. And to me, it's a coin flip because I think the Mariners are the better team, but I think the Tigers have the best starting pitching. So I can't. I hate when people waffle back and forth. Yeah. I can't pick it, even though it's a pick 'em. So here, I'll just flip it and tell you what it comes. Heads, Mariners win.
Tigers.
Wow. That's simple. That simple. Wow. All right. Somebody's seen two for the money before, apparently. Great movie.
But if the Tigers win today, do they win the series?
Scooble, game five.
I don't see how the Tigers lose with Scooble twice. I made some BetMGM threw me a solid postseason boost token, and I'm like, I feel like the Mariners. I think the Mariners were coming out like +130, +140. Put a little boost token on that, John. That was the easiest. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way the Tigers can score enough runs, and Scooble's going to give up one or two. So I picked the Mariners in that one, and I don't see how Scooble loses the last game. I don't see how he loses the last game, and I don't see how Cal Raleigh allows the Mariners to lose. So what I'm saying is I'm going to get my coin back out here. No, I think the Tigers win. If the Mariners don't win tonight, I think the Tigers win the series.
Just 30 seconds left. Do you have a World Series pick? Are you staying strong on that, or are you, the way things have played out so far, have you changed your mind on anything?
Yeah, I had the Phillies. I'm not feeling good. Out of everybody that could get taken out tonight, I think it's the Cubs have the best chance of getting taken out in these series. The Phillies, I don't see without Schwarber, Harper, and Turner
nothing
like turning it on. I don't see how they win it. So to me, my World Series pick then goes to my other National League team, the Brewers. I think they're coming out +425 right now.
Aircraft foul territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. Check them out today as they preview all four games. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.